The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Beth, how are you?
Lauren Daigle, it really must be Christmas in July if we get some time with y'all.
That is a fun intro. Well, I'm so glad to get to talk to you today.
We were thinking about you yesterday because they had just announced in Atlanta at Piedmont Park that they were going to have the Dogwood Festival again. And about 5 years ago, it was you at the Dogwood Festival.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Well, that's exciting. Things are opening up again. How fun is that?
Things are opening up again. How about that? How about Hold On To Me, number one in the country today on CCM Radio. Thank you for that song, Lauren.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you guys so much for playing it. Thank you for being a part of its journey. It means so much. It really does.
You know, Hold On To Me is like a big hug from God.
That was the intent. I've never heard someone say it like that. Wow, you caught the vision, girl. That's exactly what it was about. Just having people recognize, like, okay, you know what? When you're in your worst of times or when you're going through a difficult season, God is there seeing the best in you, seeing what all you can become. He's the one that you can hold on to, and he's the one that's also holding you in the process. You got the memo.
Amen. Sure did. A lot of people on TikTok got that memo, too. I don't know how many you get to see, but someone on TikTok created a lyric video for Hold On To Me. And some of the words they used in that video were very profound. They used, God gives the hardest battles to his toughest soldiers.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I need to get on TikTok and see what people are coming up with. Those words, I'm going to have to, like, sit and ponder on. That's beautiful.
You are on TikTok. You're all over TikTok.
Well, I know. I think I need to clarify. What I mean is I need to put it on my phone so I can, like, look at it regularly. But I go into the office with my team and we record videos and we make stuff for TikTok, and then they manage the account, you know? So I know that I'm on there, like, I'm doing everything, but my team, they're the ones that are, they're so good at it. They manage the logistics way better. I can barely send a text message half the time, much less figure out how to run all these accounts. I have no idea to this day how people splice videos. I'm so green. I'm like, I need to sit down and just, like, take a crash course in this.
It takes a lot of time. You know, you watch all of that. When I say you're on TikTok, so many people have used all of the blessings that you give us day after day. And they've made some wonderful things with it. You know, I thought how even just that statement about the toughest soldiers, how that actually really weaves into what happened when you were on the USO summer tour. And you sang with a Marine. Her name was Corporal Emily Hunt.
Oh my gosh. I was so blown away by her story. She, what a gem. What a beautiful gem of a human. She is pregnant and her husband is stationed in a different location than she is. And I'm like, that right there, you are a hero. You are a true hero for being able to navigate such difficult waters at such a young age. And I said, okay, would you be interested in joining me on stage? Because everybody in her camp said, she sings, you know, she sings. And her husband was like, my wife sings, you should listen to her. And I asked her, I was like, would you be able to do that? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. And so it was so awesome just to see her exuberance and her tenacity. I think those words, like, God gives the hardest things to the toughest soldiers, man, that's pretty eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like God also can see beyond what our capacity is, and he knows, you know, what we can handle and what we can't handle. And sometimes, even when we feel like, God, I really can't handle this, he has this miraculous way of saying, no, I promise you can. Let me show you. Let me walk this out with you. and you'll see what you're actually capable of when I'm with you. And that I love that process. Sometimes it's really hard and sometimes it's very arduous, but I feel like God has this unique way of seeing greater in us than sometimes we see in ourselves.
Yeah, your music helps people stay connected to that truth, Lauren.
Oh, thank you so much.
The story that Lauren's been sharing about the soldier in the USO tour, she sang with a soldier, Emily Hunt. You really need to check Lauren's Instagram on that because it's just, it was such a precious, priceless, amazing moment on all levels. I was looking at your Instagram, girly, and I'm like, hey, I want to see who Lauren Daigle follows. And you follow a good 1,000 people. Can I ask you about some of these people that you follow?
Yeah, probably lots of interior design,
yeah.
Lots of art. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm like, wow, she's got a real aesthetic going here. She's really into design. Sofas and chairs, houses. Yeah, talk a little bit about how much you love interior design.
I do. It's funny. I'm working on this house right now. I'm trying to figure out if I should stick with it and just put in the sweat equity to a project. You know, I love interior design. There was a period in my life where I thought I was going to be an architect, and I used to draw floor plans all the time. Like even in high school, or you know, when I was in my preteens, we would go and look at property. Just my family and I would just drive around and look at different land and stuff, and I would go home and draw like a home or a farmhouse or anything that I thought should be on the property. Like, oh, this could be really cool if we use this property for this or that. And it was just kind of like a Sunday open house thing that we did for fun as a family. And I remember being in high school and people were, you know, doodling and drawing, you know, whatever things just to like pass the time. I think now kids text in class, we have to just draw because that's mm-hmm. all that there was. Mm-hmm. And so I would draw floor plans while, you know, sitting in class learning things. And or if I, you know, we had a 45-minute bus ride and I would draw floor plans on the bus. I remember loving that process and kind of seeing things come to life. And so when I went into music, I felt like, oh man, am I ever going to be able to complete the dream of also doing design and things like that? And so now I'm kind of trying to get my feet wet in it, and we'll see what comes of it. Maybe when I'm done, I can post pictures of the house if I make it through to the end. I've run into some complications, and so I'm like, okay, this is that part on the TV show, on HGTV, when like everybody hits a brick wall, and it took triple the amount of time, triple the amount of money, all that. And you're like, oh yeah, well, I could have told you that was going to happen. Yeah, well, I didn't necessarily have the foresight, the hindsight 2020 at the start of this project, but hopefully I'll get through it. And so I use Instagram as more of a creative space in some ways than a social outlet to stay inspired with art and design.
You sure do. I mean, wow. Just taking a look at who you're following, it's totally inspiring. It's like, now I got to redo my whole house.
I love it. It's so fun. I also love following accounts that give you like positive stories. I found in 2020, those were the accounts I would like cling to. I think one of them is called like Upworthy. Mm-hmm. I find myself just diving into those stories of hope. And just seeing these little acts of kindness, like still sprinkled out through humanity, is really beautiful. That's another thing that I love to peruse on Instagram.
Lauren, it's also very encouraging when we are following the same sites like Upworthy and reading these inspiring stories and seeing that you, Lauren Daigle, liked that story too.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like stories like that need to go around more often. You know, it's amazing what even if it's just a 5-minute moment, you know, even if it's just a little blink in the midst of a day, seeing something good and something, you know, pure about, you know, people helping each other out, or a moment of just joy in someone's life, or a hardship that was overcome. Like, those are the things that keep my head in the right place. You know, I find myself going to those stories because I kind of see Jesus in them.
Mm. Every way you just explain what's inspiring you is how you inspire us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I'll never forget being a kid and saying, God, if you give me the chance to sing, if you just give me but a chance, I would love to bring hope the way that you've brought hope to me. And to see that he is fulfilling that mission is really awesome to be part of.
Is that a dream or a thought you had before or after your mom would call you the music box?
That was probably in the same season. My okay. mom used to always say that she would hear me before she saw me in the day. She could hear me, and that's when she knew I was awake. And so I think that was probably in the midst of the same season.
That's very fun. You've got some fun follows, too, on Instagram. Lots of fun foodie finds. I mean, we do know your perfect brunch. I'm craving papaya, fresh Greek yogurt, mint, mango, berries with a perfectly cool white plate. There's your aesthetic. Maybe in a New York City restaurant. Wow. Okay. If we were in your beloved Louisiana at Lucy Boone's, what flavor ice cream would be on your cone?
Oh, I think the last one I tried was their lavender, and it was divine. Last night I was at this restaurant, and they were serving honey lavender ice cream, and I just got a little scoop of that, and I thought to myself, you know what? I wonder if this is a Lucy Boone, because it was just so refreshing, and every part of it was perfectly balanced. You got the right amount of honey, you got the right amount of lavender. It was so creamy and good.
Now we all want ice cream. This is a Just Because special Christmas in July call with Lauren Daigle. She just, she just wanted to reach out and say, hi, is there anything you want to be asked today? Is there anything you're like, I wish somebody would just ask me that?
Oh my gosh, that for sure is a great question.
It's about,
let me think on that.
The Voice, or, you know, how excited you are to be on tour after the pandemic. What do you want to be asked?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
How excited I am to be on tour after the pandemic. I think that is what I'm really excited about. I feel like last year in 2020, it was this season of just redefining who I was and what was my purpose and how do I get through this year not being able to do the things that I love, or it's beyond what I love. It's really more like, this is what I was made for. How do I exist not doing what I was made for? And I'm not talking about doing something per se, as much as I am about the connection with people, having those personal interactions. I think there was this really beautiful time of learning how much touring means and being able to be in front of those people every night and see tears falling down people's faces, or knowing like, wow, this song actually means something to them. This song has impacted them in some sort of way, and feeling these exchanges of like, wow, God, I can't believe you're letting me be a part of this, while also sitting there and knowing God's being a part of something in their life as well. That is just so fulfilling. And so to finally get back out on the road and feel like, wow, okay, we're going to be doing this again, but it's going to be in a different way. I feel encouraged to know, okay, there is a depth now touring that I may not have had in the previous season because of what we endured in 2020. And so just to get back out again and, I don't know, encourage people and feel encouraged as well, it's going to be such a beautiful time.
Such a beautiful time. You are so special. So remarkable. So she's coming. She's coming.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Beth, thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's really, really great to talk to you. Just even getting ready to talk to you just brings up all of the cool memories that we have in our hearts. And every single day, it is a gift to play your music, to hear your music, to receive your word, to receive and to be on the other end of the gifts that God has given you. Thank you, Lauren Daigle. We love you so much.
Oh, Beth, thank you so much. You've put wind in my sails today. Your words mean so much. I really appreciate that.
Go fly.
All right. Have a good one.